בבקמה פרק ד' משנה ד'. שור של פיקח שנוגח שור של חרש, a shore of a regular person, a bar das, that was נגח a shore of a חרש, a shore in a cotton. These three always go together. חשו, בראש הטבעס. These are the three that are potter for mitzvahs. These are the three that are potter on mazik. These are the three that don't have all dinei Torah. Each one's a little bit different. Cheresh and Shaita are probably more similar to each other than a cotton, in the sense that a cotton is not necessarily a svara, that is not mechuyev. Cotton, you could say that a cotton is a bardas, but still the Torah was mafkia all the dinim of a cotton is not mechuyev and he doesn't have chiyuvim. So by all three of them, the shor of the pikeach, that's negech, these three, is chayiv. Why not? He's responsible for his shor. He's guilty of not watching. V'lo yishmerenu. So he's chayiv. L'chor, the nekuda is the opposite. Shol cheresh shoyte v'kotn, shenogach shor shol pikeach is potem. They're not mechuyev. I let there be a chiyuv because the shor was mazik. The shor is the same shor. Doesn't make a difference if it's a shor that belongs to a cotton or a shor that belongs to a gadol. The shor is the same wild shor. But there's no v'lo yishmerenu, there can't be a chiv. Now, l'chor, the pshat in the Mishnah is that agav the sefer, which is l'chor davar borur, there would be a hava mina that, listen, it goes both ways. It's not fair that there should be a chiv on the pikech for being mazik a chashu, if a chashu can't be chayiv, I'm being mazik him. From that's vegan state, the Mishnah, one is chayiv, one is potter. Now, obviously, if you have a cotton, or you have a shoyter that has a shor, they're letting them run wild, and the shor is wreaking havoc, so there has to be something that has to happen. So, a shor shel cher, shoyter, a cotton, shenogach, bezden mamidin lein apotropos, bezden is mamana, or shoymer, and he becomes the responsible party. And he'll have to deal with the fallout if the behemoth is mazik. Now, this is not as simple as it seems. That's in fact that a cher shoyt of a cotton that has property, normal, how does a cotton have a shor? Because he's a yosin, his father died. If that's the case, a vinishvi. We find all over Shas and Gittin, above Metzia, other places that in Erichin, that bezin is mamana and apotropos to take responsibility, letoivas. So that would be in place even without the shor being mazik. What are we talking about? The normal apotropos is nismana letoivas the cher shoyt of a cotton. In that case, the cher shoyt of a cotton can be chayiv on negichas momoino, and the apotropos is only nismana letoivas, he won't be chayiv either. Here we're talking about for the public good, the way the Gemara explains it, is that there has to be a responsible party for the negicha of a shor that's running amok. So somebody has to be personally responsible. That what we do is we create a takona, we create a shem bal hashor legabe the apotropos, and that's why the Mishnah says midin lohem b'fnei apotropos, the edus, which will turn the shor into an akron, in order to turn it from a tam into a muid, is not said to them, klape the chashu. The chashu are not balei das. It's said to make a haoda, chalois chiyuv of a shor muid, klape them. So the kiyum of the pasuk, v'huad biba olof, that the hado, the edus, and the warning, turns the shor into a shor muid, is said to them. There is grada machlekes in the Gemara and the Flamentes, whether, even though we will remind them to be the Bala Shor, but Lamaisa, who's going to want to take on such a responsibility? So according to one sheet in Gemara and Achanami, even though they were negligent, but Lamaisa, the money is going to come out of the Nechosim, out of the estate that's owned by the Cher Shoyt of a cotton. The other Pshat in Gemara holds, no, if we gave them position of responsibility, they'll step up to the plate, and they'll be Shemeh the Behemah, and if not, then they'll be Chayiv. Now this then takes us to the next step. What happens if that situation doesn't stay as is? Nispakach ha-cheresh. The cheresh becomes healed. Nishtapo ha-shoyti, he becomes shofu, he becomes stable, and now he's a badass, or the most obvious, v'higdol ha-cotton, and now he's a badass and he's responsible for his own shor. Chozo le-tamusoi. The hador that was chal, klapi the shame of the apotropos being the bala shor, is no longer relevant. So the shor is a shor tam, even though the maisa, It's interesting. We saw the Shah being a Gech 3 times. But that we've seen already, that even though the Shah Tam turning into a Shah Mud, L'chor Mitzias, but it has to be with a Hadok Klape the Bailam. And because of that, the Shem Bailam, where the Shem Mud, Shah Amud was Chal, was Klape the Apotropos, not Klape the Bailam. Divrei Meir. Since Lamaisa was Chal in the Shor, that the Shor is a Shor Amud, he stays with that Chalois Shem Shor Amud, even Klape, a new responsible party, the Bailam themselves. Look at the Rishonim, Bidas of Meir. The Gemara calls it Rishus Mishana. The fact that there's a different responsible party is Mishana, the status of the Shor, Lagabe Shor Tam Shor Amud. That's the way the Rav brings it. Some of the Rishonim, look at the Muki Yosef, he says that Kilo Tzatayna, the Bailam could say, oh, now I'm the responsible party, I'll do a better job. So how could you say that he's a Shor Amud Klape? Every Shor has maybe a wild streak, but I'll do a better job, I'll watch him, I'll control him. Others Tayna more esoterically. The Shittim Kubetza says, B'Shem if you Rishonim. Because the Shor is a different Shor, it has different mazel, different teva, whatever. Something that we can't understand. San Andre Shor, Baruch Ber would say. The Shor is a Shor Klape the Shem Bailam. Memela, the Chalois Shem Muid makes a different Shor Klape the Bailam that has that Chalois. Klape somebody else. He doesn't have that din. Rabbi Yaisi is Kipshuta, Rabbi Cheskosai. Shini Rishus is not Mishana, the din of the Shor. Now, L'choira, the same machlekes would be applicable if Reuven has a shor that became a shor mu'ud, he sells it to Shimon. According to Reb Meir, Rishus Mishana, Reb Yosi Areu B'cheskosei, L'choira, the shor should be a shor mu'ud. Interessant azach is that if you look at the Rambam in this moment, Perek Vov, he has a knetch. He says the Pshan Reb Yosi is not that he doesn't hold the Rishus and Mishana, he says that's not really a different Rishus. The Rishus of the Bailam is the Kaveh, not the one who's watching it. Lamaisa, the responsible party, is the Apotropis, but the Bailam Fort is the Kotan. Yeah, I can say the Bailam is the Apotropis. So, is that called a complete Shini Rishus? No. Mashenkin, where the Behemoth was sold, Rabbi Yossi would be masking. You don't say Rabbi Cheskosei. Avada, a Shini Rishus in Gansin is Mishana the Metzias of the Shor, and then he gets a new start and he's a short town. Chiddush. Shor Hoetz Stadin is a circus. It's used by Chazal the Gabi Yisurim to join the culture of the Goyim. It's Stadionos. So Mele, Shor Hoetz Stadin is a trained animal that's trained to perform, and he's trained a bull who's trained to get into a fight. Enechayv Misa. This means Enechayv Misa if he's Hoirik. Aloy the Din and Pashim Mishpotim, which we really haven't had till now, is that a Shor that kills is Chayv Skila. It's a good shot exactly what the nature of that Chiv is, but Lamaisa, that's the din. That din, the Gemara says over here, is not by a Shor Tzaddin. And the Mishnah explains that the Pshat is Shenema Ki Yigach. Ki Yigach means that it's the Shor's. He's Negech Miatzmi, V'lo Shiyagichu. Not that he's ungerates, he's encouraged, he's trained to be Negech. Now, the truth of the matter is that the nature of this din of Shor Tzaddin is very hard to understand. We'll say it like this, a little bit of an Indian. The Gemara and Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis quotes a memra, Hamashasa Kalbei Shal Chaveri B'Chaveri Chayiv. If Reuven's behema is what we would call in English sick, it's raised on, by Shimon to attack Levi, then the halacha is Reuven will be chayv chatzi nezek. Shimon, we could discuss what Shimon's din is. Pashas is only a grom din zok, it's not his behemoth, he didn't actually do it, he rates it on. Reuven is the one who's responsible, because Lamaisa, you know that your behemoth could get worked up, and Lamaisa, your behemoth caused damage. So Reuven is chayv. And Tosfos has the kash, the bottom Tosfos on Chavdal Lambeis, on Mishasa Kavosh Chaveroi, says, what's the difference in that and Shor Hoetz Stadin? Shor Hoetz Stadin, that says the parameters of the din over here is that a Shor Hoetz Stadin that belongs to Reuven, if it was Neger Shimon, we say that the training that it had to jump on people, Lamaisa Patas Reuven. What's the pshat? So Tosfos says it's not the same thing, because Shor Hoetz Stadin, Shor Adam Nilcham Imo Lahorgoi, Tosfos understands that the only reason why it's being negech is because of somebody else. The victim is Nilcham Imoy. So Mela, it's not fully the Shor's fault. It seems to be what Tosfos is saying. The Rishonim offer other chilukim. Muki Yosef has an arichus on this. One mahalach is to say that a Shor Tzadon is trained. He wasn't ungerated. Nobody got him riled up. He's trained. Trained means that the Bailim is not responsible anymore for that which he does. Not the regular Momen HaMazik. Also hard to understand because one could understand Punk Faket. That an animal that's trained, we see that more as the natural state of the animal. It should be chayv. Maybe there shouldn't even be a ptur of tam. It should be chayv right away. It's like a fehim. It's a shein v'regel. The Ritva says something else. He says that this Mishnah loy shel yagichu is only going on the chiyuv of the shor, where the shor's chayv skila for being a shor that's a retzach. But as far as the chiyuv of the bailam is concerned, they have other bailam is chayv. Even though the animal was negech mitechus training. Muki Yosef argues, Muki Yosef says, no, since the animal is trained, the animal's an oinis, avada his potter on the zikin. And the Shah says, what do you mean the animal's an oinis? The animal's an oinis, if you're talking about the animal's responsibility, we understand Klapi the skill, he's not a murderer. He was trained. An animal's limited intelligence, you trained him to be a murderer, he's a murderer. It's not kiviyochel, it's not the behemoth's fault, not his bechira. Mashenkin legabi the bailam faket, if he's trained that way, so then he's more responsible. So what exactly the get of this din doesn't have a clear definition. Achroinim, the chaznish and others bleib tzorachir on this din. Mishnah hey, shor shenogach eso odom vomeis. We mentioned before Mishnah dal legabi shor et stadin is a din of a shor that's negeach, having, besides for the din moment, there's a separate din. And that this is where this din is introduced. The Torah has an arichus and pashtus mishpotim, that v'ki'igach shor it's isha v'meis, where there's a misa that's incurred al yudei the negicha, so we're not talking anymore about chatzin nezek and nezek shalom, it's a lot more chomer than that. We're talking about a chiv misa, sokol yisokol ashor, there's an isha hano that's chal in the behemah v'lo yochol as besaroi, u'balashor noki, which means that the balashor doesn't have to pay. There's no monetary value to the damage. If the shor is negech three times, so the same way three times a muid takes a shor tam of chatzin nezek migufa and it turns it into a chiv nezek sholem mealiyo. Over here also, the din of bala shor noki becomes ois. The halacha is that since he has in his possession a shor that's miyuid l'negicho, the gambol of yumos, the pasuk says, there's a din of koifer where he could get away from the chiv misa. And we'll see more about that in the Mishnayos over here. Shor shenogach eso odom vomeis. We have the din that we just learned. Muid, if it's already after three times. The halacha is mishalim koifer. And like we said in the pasuk, v'tam is balashor yotzanoki potum in hakoifer. Now, what exactly the nature of chiv koifer is interesting. The Gemara has a discussion, both over here and famously in the beginning of Maseches Makis. If kufra, this that the Bala Shor has to pay when the Shor is a Shor Mu'ud, he has to pay to the, obviously he's not paying to the Nirtzach, because you can't pay to somebody who's dead, you have to pay to the Yorshim of the Nirtzach. What is he paying? Is he paying koifer? It's a kapara, like a korban? Because be'etzem, the Lashon of the Pasuk is v'gam ba'ol of yumos. The same with the Shor's Chai Misa, the Bailim that allowed a Shor to become a Mu'ud, and the shor is a muid liritzicho, v'gam b'olav yumas is chayim yisiv d'ei shamayim. Im koifer yushas olav, the pasuk says, v'nosam pidyan afshoy, k'chol asher yushas olav, he could pay koifer to be mechaper like a korban. So is kufra kapora or is kufra mamoina? That's the Gemara shayla. The Gemara has another shayla, whether if we say kufra kapora, would make sense, that he's really being mechaper on himself. So what does that mean in dollars and cents? What that means is he's buying out his chiv misa b'dei shamayim al yidei pidyon nefesh. Today it's called, by mekubalim, would be called a pidyon nefesh. Person gives his own value to the yoshim. L'maisa the maskona, and the way we paskin is not that way. We paskin the ravada, it's the dmei ha-horug. And even on that, the dmei ha-horug, it's not your classic moment. paying a person for damages incurred. You're not paying over here the person who the damages were incurred by. You're paying to the Yorshim. So it's still shayach, even though it's Tmei Ahoruk, to say the Kufra Kapora. Zev zeh chayov misa. The shor is definitely chayiv. Even the first time around, the shor is chayiv. Now, the obvious question is that if the behemoth was chayiv misa the first time around, how did he make it to the fourth time? L'chara, there was already a sentence of a death penalty the first time around. So the Gemara has an arichus and daf mamalf. The Gemara famously says, kamo ifanim. Either he killed three goyim. So we look at the behemoth there, he's definitely a mu'ud laharaga b'nei odom. He might not be chayiv misa like he'd be chayiv skila on harigas Yisrael. Or he killed three people that are treifa. Akitzer, the nature of the behemoth can be determined if he kills a treifa or if he kills a goy. But a chalois chayiv misa, and the Gemara says, ki misa sabaylam kach misa sashor. The misa sashor is not just a way of getting rid of something dangerous. Like there's a hole, b'shus harabim, so you fill it in. Misa Sashor is a chalois din misa, and it has to be carried out by a bezin shel chov gimel who are paskening on dinei nefoshes. It's a serious thing. So the fact that there's no chiv misa doesn't take away from the nature of the behemoth being defined al yidei the fact that he shtois three times. Third oifen that's brought down the Gemara, the Rab brings down all three, by the way, is that he killed and he ran away to another field. Kids, they didn't get to him. But Avada the Chiv is there. V'chein beben, v'chein bebas. The Pasuk says, after the Pasuk says the din of Kofer, the Pasuk says, this is in Mishpatim, Per Chof Aleph, Pasuk Laman Aleph, Oyven yigoch, oyvas yigoch, k'mishpe azeh yosoloi. The Torah speaks out that even if the Nirtzach is a ben or bas, the din is still there. Hard to understand why the Torah has to speak that as. The din of Reitzeach, Rachmanon son of a Yid, kills another Yid in cold blood, b'mezid. Is there a havamin that he's potter on the psak of Reitzicha, of Reitzeach, if he killed a cotton as opposed to a godel? And the Gemara says that, hey, yois, they're not b'nei mitzvah, be a havamin, there's no chiv on the shore. Would there be a chiluk l'gabe Reitzicha itself? Why would there be a chiluk l'gabe the owner's responsibility for the chiv Reitzicha on the shore or on the chiv kofer for the adult? This is the pshat that the Rishonim said. Again, like we're saying, it's hard to understand. Maybe we could suggest an alternative. Maybe there would be a havamina that even if ben or bas, even if their value is very little, the halach is there's still a chiv ritzicha to pay their value. There isn't an arbitrary amount, like a knas, that's levied, which is the next halach. Nogach eved oyoma noisin shloshim sloim. The Torah is mechadish that if the negicha, the victim of the shor hanegeach over here, the shor haretzach, was an eved or oma, so the bailim, who's the recipient of the dmei kapora, doesn't get the value of the eved. He gets a knas, a straight across knas. The definition of knas, where it has the dinim, we learned in Masech Subas, whereas the dinim of knas is when it's a set amount, independent of the value of the hezek that was. So over here, the Torah says that there's a chi of shloshim sloim, and the Mishnah speaks it out. Ben shu yofa me'amonu is worth a lot more. Ben shen yofa el-dinrech is worth a lot less. So maybe the Mishnah would have to be lafuke that by saying ben uvas, the halacha is that he's chayv koifer, like the regular chi of kapor. Kenzai.